Hey Austin, Texas. Thanks for listening to the Austinaut Music Podcast. Today, you're listening to the music of Emily Wolf. She's an Austin artist that you should be paying attention to, and you're about to find out why. Before You Were Mine by Emily Wolf off of her debut album Director's Notes, and she is the subject of today's Austinaut Music Podcast. And thanks again for listening to the Austinaut. I'm your host, Austinaut Dusty. As I said, today we are listening to the music of Emily Wolf. She's a local artist with a lot of talent and the kind of music you just can't get out of your head. On this podcast, you will hear a couple of her songs, and we will discuss her sound, her band, and her bio. That's right, folks. Here on the Austinaut Music Podcast, we are devoted to featuring local Austin musicians and nobody else. The city of Austin is known around the globe as the live music capital of the world. Absolutely no other city can hold a candle to Austin's local music. And that's right, Seattle. I'm looking at you. No city. The purpose of this podcast is to take all the great Austin music that we can find and thrust it out there for the world to hear. And how does the Austinaut find local musicians to feature on the podcast, you ask? Well, that's a great question. Just send us an email at www.austinaut.com. All you need to do is click the orange contact link on the side of the page and shoot us an email. It's that easy. So if you're a local musician or you know a local musician who wants to be featured, just let us know. www.austinaut.com. So now, without any further ado, let's get to Emily Wolf. Emily Wolf is a local musician who recently dropped her debut 11-track album named Director's Notes. The album has a little bit of everything for everyone. It contains folky, guitar-driven songs like what you just heard in Before You Were Mine, but it also has a few tracks that are much more punchy and much more poppy. You'll hear one of those later in this podcast. Emily covers a very wide musical and emotional range, and moreover, she makes it look easy. Emily has a great voice, and she can play more instruments than I can even name. Everything from her ballads to her more upbeat stuff contains a sense of intimacy and vulnerability. Her music is very sweet, yet very passionate at the same time, and she hits every single note she reaches for. Accompanying Emily Wolf are two phenomenal Texas musicians. Joshua Zarbo, of Spoon fame, is on bass. Also, on cello, is Diana Burgess of Mother Falcon and the Sour Notes. Their musicality shines through every song and, along with the lyrics, carries the listener's emotions with them. Why don't you listen for yourself? I'm going to go pour me a cup of coffee as you listen to Before You Were Mine by Emily Wolf. Here you go.
This is how I sing through all this misery. face pressed in the pillowcase. I try to fall asleep, but it's in you next to me. You've always known you were the one I want to wake up to.
Do you see what I mean about Emily's music and lyrics? That melody is going to be stuck in my head for the rest of the day, and every song of hers is like that. I just can't stop singing them. And remember, this podcast is not a paid advertisement. Neither Emily Wolf or anybody associated with her have paid us. And this podcast exists so Austin music lovers can better enjoy the local music that's all around them. And we don't charge the musicians a penny. And we never will. So when you hear musicians like Emily Wolf or anybody else featured here, it's because we love their music and think you probably will too. There is room on this podcast for a sponsor though. If you are a local business or organization that would love to advertise on this podcast, contact us at austinaut.com. Now, what did you think of Emily? To me, she has a sort of springtime sound to her. She plays the type of music that makes me want to roll down my windows as I drive through the hill country with the blue sky above me and all the blooming flowers around me. It's the perfect road trip music. And if you like what you hear, you can pick up the album at Waterloo Records. Again, it's called Director's Notes, and it's 11 tracks worth of musical talent and poignant lyricism. Now, I've heard Emily Wolf compared to a few different artists. One comparison is that she sounds like an upbeat Sarah Jaffe. Another is that she sounds like Sarah Bareilles with a rhythm guitar. And I've even heard her called an indie rock Brandy Carlile. And I can suppose that I see that. Well, what do you think of her sound? Head over to austinaut.com and comment telling us your opinion. Let us know what you think about Emily Wolf. And get this, the best comment on this podcast wins a free signed copy of her album Director's Notes. Now that's something with accruing value. It's like getting a copy of the Beatles' debut album, Please Please Me, signed by John Lennon in 1963. And that's it for this episode. I'm going to let you go with another one of Emily's songs. And remember, I'm Austinaut Dusty, and thank you for listening to us. Here, to let you go, is Heavy by Emily Wolf. And remember, in everything you do, you got to keep Austin weird.
Why have I been running around in circles underneath this dried up town? I've been shaking off the darkened streets and wandering through lights between the trees. It's getting harder to carry her home. She's getting heavy, getting higher, and she couldn't be left alone. Know how to waste my time, 'cause you stretched it in both directions, and I couldn't be left alone.